Today we head back to the outback for a fascinating look at Central Australia. It's a place where the views go on forever and the rainfall can cease for months and years. Yet it's a place where large ranches have been able to manage a living for decades. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. Stacy Beswick leads tours of one of the most wide-open ranges in the world, the Australian Outback.
It's hard to comprehend if you're not from this area, but it's basically an expanse of just desert. There's about 70% of Australia is classed as semi-arid. We've got seven major deserts.
Those deserts can be massive and impressive.
Some of those are big rolling sand dunes that you'd sort of find in Egypt, except they're red. Out here, though, in central Australia, we've got a lot more vegetation, especially at the moment.
Here in the area around Ayers Rock in central Australia, rainfall can vary quite a bit, and that will impact how much vegetation is available for grazing.
In a year, roughly 306 millimetres. Out here on the station, though, there's never really an average. Some years they could get, 400 millimetres. Some years they could get 50. Some years they'll be in drought quite a few times.
To translate to English units, that may be as much as 15 inches of rain, but the ranches or stations in central Australia will sometimes see as little as 2 inches of rain for an entire year, and that drought can last for several years. Consider the fate of one large body of water here.
So the largest bit of fresh water, I suppose, in central Australia is called Beefwood Dam. It's out on the station. At the moment, it's empty.
We'll have more from the Outback next time as we travel the countryside near Ayers Rock in central Australia. I'm Andrew McRae.